Well, guys, here we go. Real estate bidding wars are back. The housing market is on fire. Yes, in 2023 into 2024, all the talk is about inflation and recession and food shortages and what in the world is going on with the price of eggs. But real estate, guys, real estate, yes. So this headline this past week, of course, outside of New York City and some of the suburbs, it doesn't matter that it's New York City because you're starting to see similarities in other states across the country. Real estate bidding wars, people paying more for properties because why? The demand is off the charts, guys. And as interest rates start to drop, even just a little bit, a lot of that pent-up first-time home buyer juju is going to explode, okay? We've had a lot of millennials that have been waiting to buy homes, but because the interest rates were just a little bit higher than they could afford for a monthly payment, those dropped just a little bit. They are about to pounce. So bidding wars are coming back. That means that the housing market is going to go through another cycle of really hot prices over the coming year to 2 years. And we'll see what happens as we head into the election season. I have been predicting that, of course, the government is going to print more money. The Federal Reserve is going to pull back on some of the interest rate hikes, slow things down a little bit, and is going to start pumping more money back into this economy again as we head into the election season. So in order to tamp things down, provide less of a crisis. But again, it's all artificial. So again, to me, this is why owning real estate is an incredible hedge against this inflation, right? Making sure that you've got tangible assets that are producing for you. But again, we are about to see, I think we're in a relatively flat period right now. Sure, outside of New York City and some of the bigger cities, you're going to start to see bidding wars creeping up again. But in the rental investing space right now, you know, prices are flat. Like prices have not gone up, which is great. We're just kind of keeping kind of steady. That to me is the perfect time to buy right now, before these prices start skyrocketing again over the coming year to 2 years. So again, bidding wars are back. Real estate demand is still off the charts. We still need 4 or 5 million properties and we simply don't have them. And once these interest rates, guys, start dropping just a little bit, get ready for all of these first-time homebuyers, all of these millennials that got priced out, were being beaten out by baby boomers. They're going to be jumping on it. They're going to be jumping all over it and getting ready for this. So that's a little bit of the news. I want to get into your Q&As. This is our Q&A episode here. You can leave us a voicemail question where we answer your questions by going to morrisinvest.com. And we have tons of great real estate resources on our website. If you'd like to book a call with our team, we offer a full service rental real estate solution. We build brand new construction properties in the best real estate markets in the country, in West Texas and in Joplin, Missouri, some of our markets. And the demand is off the charts, guys. It is really crazy. The moment we have a property completed, the property management team literally almost has it filled with the tenant in the property. And these are a great solution for our clients with an incredible internal rate of return and financing. We work with over 100 different lenders on our properties so that you can finance these properties. So let's check out some of your questions. You were able to leave us a voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com. And there's a microphone icon on the right-hand side of your screen. Let's listen to one of our Q&As. This one's to, Mikhail. It's hard for me to see. My eyes are so bad. So I'll play it. We'll find out.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Mikhail. I'm from Austin, Texas. And I was thinking of investing using your company, but I also found another property I might also want to buy. It's not through your company. Would it be possible to use your relationships to get access to your excellent property managers? Or should I find a property manager myself? And if I look for one myself, how do you suggest I go about and find the best ones like you did? Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mikhail. So we don't work with other people's properties. So the thing with what we do at our company is we build from the ground up. So we know exactly what's happening in this neighborhood, what's exactly happening in this property. We know exactly how much it will get for rent. We know exactly every little detail of this. That's what we've partnered with different banks specifically on the properties. So for us then to take some random property from a client and start managing it is not something that we do. That's not to say we couldn't have a conversation about it. For instance, if you're in the same neighborhood as one of your other properties with us, we might take a look at it and see if it would fit in that realm. But most of the time, no, that's not going to be the case. And if you're in Austin, Texas, that's going to be hundreds of miles away from where we do our properties, our new construction properties. So again, we control everything. That's how we're able to provide such great service for our clients. If we started taking on random properties in random neighborhoods that we didn't know, then that just would not work. So the reason our property management teams are so great is because they know every street, they know every house, they know everything about the school district, they know everything about those neighborhoods. And we work very, very closely with our property management teams to deliver a fantastic solution for our clients. So if you do go that route, please make sure you watch our videos here on finding the right property management companies. Don't try to just wing it on this. Make sure you've got great property managers. And you can see we have a walkthrough video with our property management team. You can see what we look for. We want to make sure they've got great communication. What type of software are they using? How do they screen tenants? What do they do for background checks on the tenants? All of those things. You really want to make sure you've got a great property management team in place to move forward. So don't wing it. Don't just hope for the best. Make sure you really find a great property management team. But thank you for the question. I appreciate it. We just don't, if we started doing that, it would really, I think it would dilute what we do. It would actually cheapen what we do. So we really try to stay focused on the properties that we build, that we know down to the screw and the nail, you know, what exactly is happening with those properties. So thank you for that. And good luck to you if you end up doing that on your own. All right. Our next question comes to us from, let me see here, Bobby, I think.
Hi, my name is Bobby. I am from Texas and I'm 53 years old. Is it too late to start investing in real estate at my age?
No, not at all. It's never too late. You know, I just saw a video this morning, actually. It's kind of funny you say that because about people making excuses. And I'm not saying you're making an excuse, but we all always look for, I don't want to say we look for the easy way out, but we do look for ways to say, okay, I can't do that, right? It's sort of our natural inclination to find paths to go away or to not do the uncomfortable thing. Look, we only grow through discomfort. We only grow when we are uncomfortable, okay? I saw a video today that was saying like, you know, you realize Harrison Ford was 30 years old and a carpenter before he ever landed a role in Hollywood. Harrison Ford, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, right? 30 years old, he was a carpenter. You think about like Vera Wang was older, didn't even start designing for the first time and was much older. So it doesn't really matter. Age is literally just an artificial construct. That's why I find it so fascinating. Like my little girl, she's 6 years old now, and all my kids, they didn't understand time at all. It really took them, they had to go to school to like learn about a clock and time. And I really believe that we are born not to really to think about that at all. It becomes a learned, almost excuse, limiting belief to think about time. And oh my God, I'm running out of time. Kids don't, we're not born with that. We have to learn that. And I really think that that's a disservice. Really, really is. So you can always get started with real estate investing. I would book a call with our team and we can kind of look through your situation. Maybe you've got an old IRA sitting around. Maybe you're using a 401k that's you left from another job that's just sitting there not doing anything. We can pull those things together and use that as a down payment on a property. There's all sorts of ways to do this, to get started. Maybe you've got some leverage in properties you already own. Maybe your primary mortgage would allow you to get a home equity line of credit. You can pull that together. Maybe you could partner with a friend who also feels a little too old, right? You could come together. I've seen real estate groups pop up that are like the golden real estate girls. You know, they're in their 60s and they decide, or 70s, and they decide to start investing in real estate. You can do this. You can do this over coffee. The girls can get together every Friday and talk real estate and make investments together. Like, and I'm not saying you're the golden girls. That's ridiculous. But you know what I'm saying? These clubs begin even in their 70s. So please do not have a limiting belief about your age. I'm 46. I just turned 46 on New Year's Eve. And there's like so many things that I want to accomplish. So many new things that I'm starting right now because I'm so excited about it. And I will never, ever stop creating and ever stop. So the moment we stop, that's when we die. So don't do that. Take, you know, just keep going. Okay. Have that energy and keep going. There's timing. Time is just an artificial construct. Thank you for that question. Our next question, I think from Katie.
Hi, Clayton. It's Katie. I live in New York City, and I want to invest in a one-family rental property upstate New York. My question to you is, it's a fixer-upper. It's for at least about maybe $30,000 to $40,000 in work to bring it to living conditions. So I just wanted to know what your opinion is. It's a great area close to museums, 12 minutes from the local airport and a park. Thank you. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Katie. So that sounds great. And here's a DIY person who wants to do it herself. And that's great. I really just caution you, okay? Don't turn this into a job for yourself, because the first rental property can feel like just a hobby, right? I'm just doing this. Oh, I'm not going to have to be terribly involved in this thing, right? I'm going to maybe manage the property myself. I'm going to do the paint and the carpentry and all of that stuff myself. And it's a hobby because it's one property. Well, what do you want from doing this? Do you want a business? Like, do you want multiple properties? If so, then why wouldn't you think about how you construct things from the very beginning to run a business? Okay, make sure that if you're doing this, that you are not the one managing the property. You are not the property manager placing a tenant in the property. From the very beginning of starting this new business, think about the second, third, fourth, and fifth property that you add to your portfolio. Okay. Don't start at the beginning managing the property. And then when you add that second property, you're like, well, I was just managing the first one, so now I'll start managing the second one and the third. And before you know it, you've created a whole new job for yourself. So please, right out of the gate, make sure that you set the standards for how you're going to do this going forward. Have a great property management company. Please watch my videos on our YouTube channel at Morris Invest about how to find a great property management company. Please, please, please. Okay. Find and also really make sure like that they're screening the tenants properly. What do they do for background checks? All of those things are incredibly important. It's like what I was talking about with the previous caller. You really want to make sure that you've got a great team in place, okay? And then talk to them. I'm thinking about buying this property in this neighborhood. What if it's fixed up? What do you think it would rent for? Okay, well then they're going to go and need to take a look at it and say, well, I really need to say, look, that area maybe is not as good as you think it is because it's near railroad tracks or whatever it is, right? They're going to give you a good understanding of what the rent will be on that property. Don't fudge the rent. Don't try to add additional hundreds of dollars per month in rent that you think that it's going to rent for. Talk to somebody so you really know what this property is going to rent for, okay? Very, very important. Then on top of that, make sure that the crime in that area is low. Make sure that the job growth is strong. All of the things that we look for when we're building properties in a particular neighborhood, you have a diversity of jobs. Okay, so there's not just one Walmart employee employing all these people. Is there a hospital? Are there universities? You talked about a museum. That's great. So are there multiple jobs? It's near a park. That's always a huge thing, right? Is it in a good school district? Katie, please make sure that it's in a good school district. So if you're near a park, that'd be great for a mom and dad to put their kid in a stroller and walk them through the park and have them grow up in this neighborhood, right? Or be near this museum. Sounds fantastic. I'm just wanting you to protect yourself to make sure that also, you know, you're in a state like New York, which is not a very landlord friendly state. You need to be careful about this too. Because there are laws in place that can really make it prohibitive for landlords. That's why we build in Texas and where we build our properties, because you know, if you have a bad tenant, you want to be able to get an eviction on that tenant, not have them squat there for a year like they do in California, right? So, they're not paying rent. Sorry, you can't kick them out for a year. You've got to hire a lawyer and go through a court process and even get them removed. Not in Texas. So please make sure you're protected and make sure that you like your landlord laws in that particular city allow you to be, a landlord that can protect your asset. Just think about all of those things. I don't want to dissuade you in any way. I just want you to make sure that you put these things in place to protect yourself. That's key. So thank you guys all for your great questions. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon on the right side of your screen. You can leave us a 30-second voicemail question. Check out all of the great blog posts and information we have on that website as well. And if you feel like you want to take the plunge and have a full-service rental real estate team help you get your first real estate investment, click on the big book a call button that's right there on the page and book a 30-minute phone call with us, and we'll walk you through that process and be able to help you get on your path to financial freedom. Now, thank you, everyone. Go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone. Mm-hmm.